From the newsroom at news.com.au.
I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of March.
Australian music icon Michael Gudinski has died aged 68. The Mushroom Records founder passed away peacefully in his sleep. Gudinski launched Kylie Minogue's career and was responsible for bringing some of the world's biggest acts, including the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney, to Australia.
To other news, and a group of eight teenagers are taking the Federal Environment Minister to court. The teens claim Minister Susan Ley's approval of a New South Wales coal mine violates her duty of care to future generations. If successful, the federal court case could set a precedent preventing the federal government from approving future coal mines.
And this is a weird story. A cafe in Melbourne is charging an outrageous amount for a special cup of coffee. The Gesha Cafe in Melbourne's Surry Hills is selling cups of its Yuzo-style blend coffee for $198.
Oh.
Yeah, the blend from Panama is extremely rare and is said to be as close as you can get to the perfect cup of coffee.
I think I'll stick with my Nespresso pods, thank you. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to some celebrity news now. And Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin have welcomed their sixth child together. Now, the news comes as a bit of a shock, given it comes just 5 months after Hilaria gave birth to their last baby.
Okay.
Yeah, the couple, who hadn't revealed publicly they were expecting another child, haven't said whether they had adopted or used a surrogate.
Okay, well, we'll wait to hear more about that. And finally, in some TV news, and you know Ant Middleton from SAS Australia, right?
Of course.
Well, he's been sacked from the UK version of the reality show. Middleton was dropped by Channel 4 in the UK over personal conduct issues, with the network saying it became clear their views and values didn't align with his. Now, you might remember Middleton sparked outrage last year when he referred to Black Lives Matter protesters as scum. It was a comment he later apologised for. Channel 7 has confirmed he'll still be a part of the second season of SAS Australia, though.
And just a reminder, if you want to win some money, have your say in our cost of living survey and be in the chance to win a share of $2,000. You can enter at news.com.au/win.
That's it for this episode of From the Newsroom. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.